Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Moshe Yudim and Peshet Dina. And the Shabbos is the Yortzeit of the Holy Heart Tzvi, Tzvi Pesach Frank, Zechut Tzadik Livracha. So, thought it would be great if we learned the tshuva of his. He is countless. But it's randomly open to this one. So, we will look at it, B'siyata D'Shemaya. Alzvari, Aris quote Taras, Linian, Brichos, Barakshap, Tarani, Shemavarcha of his match, Magia, Benola Par Mitzvah, Shaladas, a girl, Mavarch, Beshemu Malchus. So, somebody noted to him that the sheet of the Gra is that when someone's son reaches the age of Bar Mitzvah, he makes the Bracha of Barakshap, Tarani, Beyoncha Shalzeh, blessed is God who has absolved me from being punished because of the sins of this child, should be made with Shem Hashem, with Shem and Malchus. Veheir Alzeh, quote Taraso, Im Yachal Varach B'Shem U'Machus Kol Zman Shelo Bat Kuim Hevi Beis Cyrus Shrei Kaimel Amidai Raitz L'Islam China Al Chazok Ad Rava Uvinidu Yidon Yish Kan Shela Shel Dai Raitz De Brach Levat Tali Yesh Na Bechla Lo Yitzisa. So he asked the Shtar Kash on this Shaila, on this Halacha, should you say the Bracha B'Shem U'Machus if you haven't checked to see if the child reached the stage where he has two Cyrus, where he has two pubic hairs? Because we paskin that in Doraisa matters, we're not so much on the Chazaka de Rava that a 13-year-old also has Shtei Cyrus. And the Mele, you have to ensure for Doraisa matters that he does. And here, when you're making the Bracha B'Shem U'Malchus, you're in the realm of Safek Bracha Levatala, which is Doraisa Lo Sisa. The Gemara learns it's Doraisa. So how can you make this Bracha B'Shem U'Malchus unless you check him? That was the Shaila. Continues her Frank, Vazatiritz quote to Russell, P. Divrech, it was my money, who would begill in Ashas Lagon Rabbi Kiva Eger? And on this you answered, based on the Chuvis my money, Brody begill in Ashas, by the way, this is Simon Kuf Yud Dalet, in the Heart Svi on page Kuf Dalet, Chelik Aleph. So this is brought in the Gilead Ashas of Rabbi Kiva Eger and Yevamos Kuf Chaf Aleph on the base. There the Gemara says, "Hu dava ka'amar va'ozil man ika bechasa tova chasa." Which means that there was a certain guy who was going and he was saying, "Is there anybody here from the house of Chasa who will hear my words? Because tova chasa drown in ma'in she'ein lam sof, as we see from Hemshech HaGemara." Water that you can't, there's no end to it, meaning you can't see him coming up on the other side, and therefore his wife can't remarry. Amar Rav Nachman Halokim, Loshen Shua, Afilu Kivri Lechasa, Achlu Kavri Lechasa. The fish ate Chasa up, so sore of Nachman. From the words of Rav Nachman, the wife of Chasa went and she remarried. She understood that he's dead. She's mutter. And the rabbis didn't say anything to her. So this Gemara, Rabbi Kiva Eger writes, "B'tshuvas Maimoni Noshim, Kosev Ein L'tmor Rav Nachman D'shtaba D'achli Kavi L'Chasa, Hechi Yishtaba Hachi Kevin Dom Rishto Asura." Alma Misafkale Imaisolo. Vishlomer Deruba Maini Tzolin. For Nachman Shapi Rishtaba da Philippine Fasha Zelina Basaruba. El Darais Machwina Rimlechatilo Tinasi Afagav Deruba Maisi. So here we see a big Yisod. How, Asher Bikivager, can Rav Nachman swear? How can he swear that he was eaten up by the fish? How is he nishma? He didn't know for sure. He didn't see it. And the Gemara says, Vayter. Shema minah, from the fact that rabbis didn't protest, it must be that the rabbis say that Maim Shein Lasof Ishto Asura, That's only chatchila. But if she got married, l'nolafkina namine. But you see that ishto asura. So there's a suffix whether or not she died, whether or not he died. So how can he swear that she died? So the answer is, says the Rabbi Kiva Eger, in the name of the Agos Meonios, derubam einit solin, most people aren't saved. Now, as you assume, when they go into the Mayim Shein themselves, they drowned. They're finished. She can remarry. Rov. And he swore, I'll smach this rov. So in our rites, we say, lechatchila, she shouldn't get married. But, b'diavad, she did lo motzim, and you're allowed to swear based on a rov. So if you're allowed to swear based on a rov, if you're allowed to take a shavua based on a rov, then you're also allowed to make a bracha al smach a rov. Because the bracha sheina tzricha, which is aser mishum losisa, is no less than the iser itself of losisa, which is swearing falsely. So for swearing falsely, you can be samech al arov. You can also be samech al arov for a bracha. So we can be samech al arov of chazaka derava, that most 13-year-olds are mature enough, they have two physically mature, that they have shtei sairis. You can make the bracha, bracha shem torani b'shem u'malchus. This is all the shaila that this Rav asked Rabbi Kiva Eger, and then he suggested that's the answer. How can we make the bracha b'shem u'malchus? Very simply, because we're samech on the rov. Just like you can be nishbal smach harov, you can also make a bracha smach harov. Says Rav Tzvi Pesach, hine, im ki zen nachon shechazaka d'rabba lo garmei rov, shrei chazaka ba mikoch ruba, v'nei shirov v'nashin shigiyu chlal shenoseim, mevin simanim. So you're right. Chazaka to Rav is no less than a Rav. Because this Chazaka is because of the Rav that most people bring Simanim. Like Tosa says, Anida, Memvav Amid Beis, Chadush Yerash Ben Chulin. V'chein nechoni ha'anachasu shel kod Torah su shel inyan bracha shein etzricha sheisur melo sisa, yishu smoch al ha'rov. And you're also right. As far as bracha shein etzricha, you can be somech on the Rav. Because it's no less than lo sisa itself, than the Shua. If you can be somech on a Rav for a Shua, you can also be somech on a Rav for a bracha. Ube'emes mefurishu b'rambam shilnian bracha samcha ala rov. It's an open Rambam that for bracha we're samcha ala rov, because he writes b'nuchos megillah perak alfa chir aleph that suffik mukefes choma karnas ha megillah b'shnei yam v'racha ma kriyas to be a dalet bilvat ha'ol things man kriyas to l'rov ha'olam. If it's suffik walled city, you read the megillah 2 days, but you only make a bracha on the first day because it's this man for the rov ha'olam. So you're making a bracha al smach rov. Beis Yosef, you're there. Reis Samchel and Yabrich Shachianu Mitzus Mila. He writes the name of the Rokech. Does that we make a Shachianu? That we don't make a Shachianu when a child is born in the Bris, because he's not Yatza Mei Torah Nefel until 30 days. But Rabbi Yeruchim says that he doesn't like that reason, because you go after the Rov that he's going to live, and Mele Shachianu would be Shaykh. So everything is right, says Rav Tzvi Pesach. But Avol Ma Yoel Kol Zeh Benidon Shilafaneinu. What's that going to help in our case? Levarich Lechatchila B'lo B'dikas Simanu Masmach Chazaka D'Rava Shvegam B'Cholel Shem B'Daraisa Ein Somcha Chazaka D'Rava L'Hakel Kon Katan Ben Yergom Shem Shekidesh Shein Somcha Mzeh Chazaka D'Rava Lomer Kedushim Vadoim Kedei L'Hakel Ulvatel Kedush Shein Shekidesh Achor B'lo Be'get. So there are cases where we say b'doraisa you're not samechan chazaka derav lahakel. For example, let's say you have a 13-year-old who's mekadesh a woman. So you're not samechan the chazaka derava to say that it's kedushin or vadoim, in order that if somebody else would be mekadesh this girl, she would be married to, she would not be married to him, to the second person, because you say no, maybe this boy hasn't yet reached the age, maybe he doesn't have shtei sairis. So the second person who married her, she would need a get from him. Chen kishabal lahotzi acherim dechavasim berkas amazon. You're also not samech on this for benching. In both instances, you check him. Bavabasa kufin and vav, both can the kedushin. Magen Avram kuf tzarites, both can for berkas amazon. To be motzi. Also to write tefillin. It's possibly Suffolk. They haven't checked him. Magen Avram, Lamatesiv Katnalif. But Gamachol Eilus Somchum Al Rov. So they, in all these instances, you're Somich and the Rov. Mikom Kol Nini Chazaka the Rov ain't Somch Hazel Lechatchila Lekula. Mitam Shkasev Arash Bebuchul and Sham. Mishim Shakol Diika Levurim Vavarina ain't Somch and Lechatchila Al Chazaka. So right, we're not Mekel. Based on this Chazaka the Rava. When it comes to Chazaka de Rava, we're machmir. And we say that the second person needs a get, maybe hasn't reached the age, can't be moti others with benching, etc. So what do you do in all these instances? You check. Because if you're able to be mevarer, like the Rashba says, you have to be mevarer. He says, let's check over here. Why not? You have this, you want to make a brachah to Rani b'shemu malchus. Be bodek, be mevarer. B'tikas simanim. So you're right, you could be somech on the rov, but that's b'diavet. Why be somech on the rov l'chatchila? It's like in those instances we mentioned, you check. If you can check, check. However, l'fi ani ustayti yesh lomar, and here comes this psak. D'lechen yesh lismoch benidun donah chazaka d'rov l'hok alafi d'araisim epnei Da'atam shel bracha zu kasev magen Avram reish chafhei tu mishum da'ad achshav she'aben eino bar chiyuv ha'patr meyon she'nein ha'shav ha'chatoi ha'ben she'ala'av muta l'chancho. So he says in this case you could be so mech on the chazaka de Rava to assume that he's bar mitzvah, and you could be mekel. And assume he's bar mitzvah even on a doraita level, because that we make this bracha. Is why, says the Magen Avram, because until now the son was not a bar chiyuva and he was pater from onshin. And the father was punished for the sins of the son that the father was supposed to educate. And now that the son is a bar chiyuva, he's chayv himself to be his chazek l'mitzvah shem yisbarach. Now that the father is pater mitzvah chinuch and he's not punished because of the child's sins. So it emerges according to this that the patur of the father from the punishment of the son, and his p'tur, the fact that he's absolved from the mitzvah of chinuch, is connected with the chiyuv mitzvahs of the son. And the p'tur of the father is tallying the chiyuv of the son. And it comes out according to this, that when the son comes to of age, that even without the chazaka d'rava, he would be chayv himself, b'chol ha'torah kula mitorah safik d'araitza, v'lu yehe yehi. That even if the chiyuv is b'torah safik, but sof he's mechuyev. Sof now he's 13 years old. Put aside the chazaka d'rava. Now that he's 13 years old, he's chayev mitam sofek to keep the whole Torah. And that means that the father is off the hook. The father doesn't have to worry about it anymore. Now the father is nifter b'toris vadai. The son is chayev mitoris sofek. B'toris sofek is mamish chayev. Now he has to do it. So once he's chayev, now the father is completely vadeh off the hook. And here we have a chazaka de Rava also. On top of that, we have a chazaka de Rava for which we're machmir d'araisa. So what's the chumra here? It starts with the chumra. You want to say it's a kula, we're going to be making on the father not to make the bracha. We're going to make on the father. You want to say that you can be mekel and you don't have to worry about a brach levatala. Don't start from there. Start from the son. The son is chayef to be machmir for the chazaka de Rava. So on one hand he's chayef misafik without a chazaka de Rava because maybe he reached age. And then you have the chazaka de Rava that a 13-year-old has Cyrus. So then he's again chayv. Now he's chayv vadai. He has to be machmir in himself. So now the father is vadai off the hook. So he can make a brach shib tarani b'shem umalchus, because it's haba hatalia. The son's chiyuv creates a p'tur for the father, and the son is definitely chayuv. So the Shul wanted to be makel, we can make a bracha al smach rov, just like you can make a shavu al smach rov. Even though Frank didn't get into the question here, that maybe a bracha vatel is only derabbanan. Which makes it even better for us, even easier to make the bracha. But if you hold that it's d'oraisa, like a minority of opinions hold, bracha levatala. But the Yishoa wanted to say it's mutter because al smach this chazaka, which is based on a rov that he reached that he has simanim. But then the Ritzvi Pesach said, check him out. But his answer is, for a different reason, you can make the bracha b'shem malchus. What's the reason? Because the son is vade chayiv in mitzvahs, because he's chayiv midin safek, maybe he had simanim. 13 years old, he has to keep the mitzvahs, and also he has a chazaka d'rav, he has to be machber chazaka d'rav that he has simanim. And therefore, since he's definitely chayiv, the father is definitely pater, and the father can make a brachah b'tarani. So that's the beautiful Tzvi Pesach Tshuva Samamish, Musik Mitvash, Musik Mitvash. So we should be zochem, Yirtz Hashem, to have many banim u'bnei banim oskim b'torah b'mitzvahs, that they should be tzaddikim, tahorim, v'kedoshim, and we should have a lot of opportunities to make the brachah b'tarani. And simcha v'tuv lev of Meirov Kol. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.